です。
Welcome to a special Pottages Flashcast instant reaction episode for Try Chapter 3 Confession. Pottages is your critically nostalgic analytical tour through the Digimon anime. I'm Jeff Ruberg, and I'm alone for this episode, which is a first, I believe, because Try Chapter 3 went up at 10 a.m. in the middle of the workday on both the West Coast and East Coast, so it's just me this time. I was only able to watch it by sneaking in a couple episodes between working out at the gym and taking a long lunch break, so it's just me this time. The timing of this, so the episode went up at 10 a.m. Pacific Coast time on Friday, and I'm recording this a couple hours later, and early next week, so hopefully on Monday or Tuesday, we'll have a full episode out. This one's going to be spoiler-free, just my immediate reactions, where we're going to go full in-depth, full review, and analytical dive into themes and all the moments, everything great like that, so stay tuned for that. For now, it's just a short spur of the moment. I've literally just seen it once and just recording my thoughts, and it's also really disjointed because I had to sneak it in between other things and pause between halfway through and stuff. So, okay. So, summarizing my reaction in one word, fantastic. This movie was so much better than anything I could have expected. Well, that's not true. Anything I should have expected. My expectation went down with each of the previous two movies, and this really blew it out of the water. It was compelling emotion, really touching scenes. It was genuinely surprising at moments and nail-biting at moments. And another way of just summarizing it is that, like, it didn't feel sloppy. I mean, there were sloppy parts. It wasn't, like, a perfect production. It wasn't, like, it was amazingly produced anime, but it just didn't feel anywhere near as sloppy as either the previous two movies. And the second one definitely felt a lot less sloppy than the first one, but this didn't feel like sloppy at all, except for a couple little things. So not getting into spoilers, but as you can tell from the title of the movie, Confession, you can kind of guess that there are probably going to be some contrived things that people aren't telling each other and stuff, and that's kind of true. There's kind of a little bit of contrivance to why people don't just talk to each other, but I felt it was pretty logical, not too frustrating. Their reasons for not talking to each other about things was not just like, just talk to each other. It felt pretty natural. There were lots of pretty great callbacks to adventure in surprising ways that really wasn't present in the first two movies at all. It's kind of surprising they weren't there in the first two movies. Those are really great. Look out for those. Still a bunch of little good moments. Still a bunch of good little moments like in the previous two movies. But I feel like in both Reunion and Determination, those were really the things that carried the movie. You know, like they had other interesting components, but they weren't great movies aside from those little moments that really stood out to the fans. And this movie still has a couple of those. I feel like it has less. But also it doesn't feel like this is the main thing carrying it. It feels like there's enough meat to the rest of the movie that doesn't need as many of those. And they also don't stand out quite as much because the rest of the movie is as good. Sorry for the audio quality, by the way. I don't know how this is going to turn out because I'm recording it outdoors in the city with loud noises all around me. First time. Hopefully it won't be worse than in the airport that one time. Anyway. The climactic battle set up stakes really well. It did really surprised me in a way that I did not know what the outcome was going to be. It was Digimon, I think, is much more so than lots of other things I watch. Very predictable. Like you basically know what's going to happen at the end of every fight because it follows a pretty standard structure, and you basically know the good guys are going to win, or it's pretty clear when they're not going to win. They're going to come back later and everything. This was like generally had no idea what was going to happen, and that was really great experience. There also are just surprises that even if you've seen all the promotional stuff, like in the for the past two, I think both of the previous movies, if you'd seen the promotional stuff, like most of the twists or surprises in the movie were spoiled by those promotional stuff. Like Ken at the end of the second movie was in all the promotions and stuff, and that was the main twist of that movie. But there are stuff in here that is not in promotional stuff, as far as I'd seen all the PVs and commercials and stuff. There's stuff not in those. Pretty good surprises. And I guess my last point is a question to how quickly you should watch this if you haven't already watched this. Probably a lot of people listening to this have already watched it, but if you're listening to this to see how quickly you should watch it, you should probably watch it pretty quickly. Those surprises that weren't common knowledge before the movie aired, you know, might start to be passed around, and might be kind of hard to avoid the spoilers. And they are pretty good moments to experience as they happen. The dramatic build-up to them is actually surprisingly good, considering the track record of the previous two movies. Yeah. I guess another thing worth mentioning, if in case you haven't already watched it, is that this is longer than the other two. I don't know the exact running time, especially since it's confusing with the split up to episodes in Crunchyroll, but now this movie was split up into 5 episodes instead of 4, and the last one is shorter. It's only 21 minutes, I think, instead of 24. So I'm not sure how much longer that makes the runtime, because I'm not sure the other ones are also shorter. But anyway, it definitely feels longer, and there's stuff at the end that I was like, oh, okay, it's good. It's just good. That's all I can say. Rating, I mean, this probably changed by the time we record the main episode, and I have more time to think about it with a more cool head. But for now, I think I'm going to give it 4.5 stars out of 5. It kind of delivered on everything that I would want out of this series, out of a sequel to Digimon 15 years later. And I don't know. My opinion of it in the long run will probably change a lot, depending on, because where it goes after this is really, I don't really know. Like, I don't know how to feel about where it's headed. I don't know if it's good or bad. I don't know. And there's still 3 more movies, and, you know, I really think the context of the rest of the series will definitely change impressions of this one. But for now, it's really great. It feels like it's finally delivered on the promise of the series, and that just feels fantastic. So, okay. So, yeah. So, let us know your thoughts about the movie in our comment section at podigis.com/F03. And you can also let us know your 3-word reviews of the movie. So, just review the movie in 3 words, and we'll try to read all the good ones of those on our main episode early next week. So, get those in quickly. You can send those to us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Podigis, or you can just put it in the comment section. And yeah, also we are using our new artwork that we got commissioned for Tri-Chapter 3. We got commissioned from RW09/Rainbow09, and it's really awesome. It's Takeru and Koshiro, and you should look at it. I don't want to spoil if you haven't seen it, but if you're listening to this in a podcast app, you should probably see it already. But yeah, it's really great, and thank you again, Rainbow09, for that, because it's amazing. And yeah, so on that note, stay tuned for our main episode early next week. Bye, and remember, never stop to dream.